Most experts believe the surge is a result of lockdown measures being relaxed, coupled with increased testing. Nearly 4 months into this pandemic, India has tested roughly 1% of its population, but experts say this is still very low compared to what countries like the US and Russia are doing. But the Indian government continues to maintain that the steady increase in cases is nothing to worry about. Here's Rajesh Bhushan, an official in the Indian Health Ministry, explaining.
In spite of a population of 1.3 billion people, India has been able to manage COVID relatively well. If you look at cases per million population, it still remains amongst the lowest in the world. Case per million population in some countries are at least 16, 17 times more. Similarly, if we look at death per million population, again, the scenario in India is amongst the lowest in the world. We have 15 deaths per million population, whereas we have countries where it is 40 times as much.
The government claims that because India's recoveries are twice the size of active cases, Indian citizens have nothing to worry about, even though the country is the third worst hit globally. Experts, though, disagree. Many scientists have criticized the government's handling of the crisis, and they're saying that this denialism cannot continue at a time when some very grim projections are being made for India. The MIT study makes one of those grim projections that I was talking about. It's looked at the current rate at which infections are spreading and the levels of existing testing, among other parameters. It says by early 2021, in the absence of a vaccine or cure, India will see more than 280,000 cases daily. The government, though, has dismissed the study, saying that such mathematical models cannot accurately factor in the government's long-term response to a pandemic, and that India will continue to deal with the virus as it has already. The Indian scientific community, including health journalists that have been tracking the outbreak closely, say one of the main reasons for such a big spike in the future will be India's poor testing record and the fact that the government is refusing to admit that community transmissions, that is the virus spreading unchecked from person to person, has begun. Here's health journalist Vidya Krishnan.
The chief scientist at WHO, Dr. Swaminathan, has said that even in the countries with robust health systems, the statistics that the government has, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Most of the cases are not coming into the system and we are not testing enough to begin with. The first step to solving any crisis is diagnosing it. And if we are not even admitting to community transmission, there is a cascade of effects. We are taking policies that are not in line with the reality. We are acting on information that is out of date, and decisions like should we open schools and malls and workplaces ideally should be guided by this data. And unfortunately, we are flying blind right now.
The government says, according to its data, 49 districts have 80% of India's COVID-19 cases. So these are localized outbreaks and nothing more. But the worry is, in a country like India, where a caseload of 20,000 cases daily has already exhausted healthcare facilities, 200,000 cases a day would be a disaster. So the advice from the scientific community to the Indian government is, even if you don't anticipate such a spike, you must prepare for the worst.